Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday episode, which means we're here, we're in the studio, we'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. And you can dial us up at the number 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And the captain.
So there's some economic news. It's pretty interesting and I think is worthy of discussion, specifically what's happening on off the coasts of the United States, off the Pacific.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that Keynesianism sucks.
That too.
Okay.
Yeah. And this isn't necessarily Keynesianism related. This is just the government cracking down, COVID crackdowns, destroying business, slowing things down, making people afraid to go back to work.
As I understand it, the port thing is just a result still of the lockdowns. But they locked everybody down, they couldn't go to work, and they stopped all that stuff, and so a bunch of containers got backlogged. And now, you know, they were already going to see record volume this year anyway with imports and stuff like that. So now, because of lockdowns, they're still playing catch-up, and there's more coming in behind them. There's also empty ones that are traveling back and forth because it costs less to not move an empty container if it's not going to pick something, you know, kind of a thing. And so there's empty containers being shipped back and forth.
There's some weird
China
stuff going on. And it, by the way, we were talking about the shipping containers briefly the other day, and the price of shipping a shipping container has gone up like 8x. It went from like $2,000 to go from, say, Hong Kong to New York City to $16,000.
I wonder if all these, like, tiny home people or, like, preppers who bought, you know, the shipping containers can, like, turn around and sell them for a profit now.
They might be able to. So we can talk about that. Plus, turns out the restaurants in the United States are still having a difficult time, especially, surprise, surprise, in the cities where they have the vaccine passports. They're having a very difficult time there.
Well, you mean the restaurants that ignore the people that kept them afloat during the lockdowns?
Yep. The Postal Service is raising rates and slowing down delivery, so service is getting worse and more expensive.
Only can a government entity make something cost more and give you crappier service.
Right, and all of this is because of the government's crazy authoritarian response to a disease that kills 0.02% at most if you believe the government's inflated numbers.
But Ian, you should be afraid of this disease.
I'm sorry, I'm just not in any way, shape, or form. But let's get into the bit of this news here. So restaurants, this is from the Financial Post. After a brief glimpse of normalcy this summer, the fragile recovery in the U.S. restaurant industry is sputtering. Data and interviews with restaurateurs point to a deterioration in finances due to surging costs for everything from salmon to uniforms and labor shortages. A survey found that 51% of small restaurants in the country couldn't pay their rent in September.
How many?
51%.
Good Lord.
Could not pay their rent. That's up from 40% of them in the month of July. And we are, it isn't even that cold yet at this point. And you know what's happen when flu season kicks back into gear, right? You know what's going to happen.
I don't want to think about it.
They're going to do the Australia plan in the United States. They're going to do lockdowns. The restaurants that barely survived the first set of lockdowns in 2020, they're not going to get through the second set. A lot of them aren't going to make it.
We talked about the previously on Free Talk Live. We talked about the digital, I don't remember what it's called, the digital driver's license that Utah is, doing the beta on, right? So they're implementing this thing. And it is all of the things that you think it is, and it's horrible. It's basically the Chinese app, the social credit app. It's right. also your driver's license. It's also going to keep all sorts of weird information. We did a bit on it previously, but that is how they're going to roll it out, I think. They're going to wrap it into an app that's tied to your driver's license. There's already there's some other stuff in the news about driver's licenses and like how states are sort of backing off stuff to, you know, where people lose their driver's license, because the driver's license in the United States is almost universally United States wide accepted as a valid form of ID mm-hmm. by almost everyone, including like non-statists, right? You know, like, oh, I got your driver's, okay, fine, you kind of got to have it, you know? And so they're going to wrap all of that stuff into your digital driver's license.
You mean like a vaccine passport?
Vaccine passport, your social credit score, mm-hmm. your criminal record, your credit, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's all going to be rolled into that one thing, I believe.
Unlike during most of 2020, today's struggles aren't visible with the naked eye. Customers are still flocking to eateries for the most part. Are they, though? Have you seen a busy restaurant in the last 6 months?
I've been to a couple of restaurants in the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't include the Free Stater gatherings, because those are different.
No, yeah, definitely not. So, you know, chain style, right? Mm-hmm. I've been to a couple of them in the last couple of weeks. And I would joke with, like, the waiter or waitress or the server or the bartender, I like to, you know, slip in when it's not too busy. And every one of them, oh, it hasn't been busy. I'm like, wow, really? It hasn't been busy? This is a chain restaurant, right? So they have support of, like, a large, you know, well-known, I'm not going to name names and give them free press, but, you know, for them to say, yeah, it really hasn't been busy.
Bad
sign. And, like, you know, everybody's mask off here in New Hampshire, mm-hmm. you know, as far as that's concerned, there's no more
except
real social
the corporate
distancing.
Places, they're still mandating.
Some people voluntarily choose to wear them, and, you know, no employer is really going to tell you, no, you can't. And that's fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be a choice. All these things should be individual choice.
Yeah, that would be the live free or die way.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's...
They shut down a McDonald's here in Keene for a day because they didn't have enough staff.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Somebody told me they went through a drive-thru somewhere in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. like, you know, lunch-ish.
Yep.
And they were like, sorry, we're closed. And it was like on a Tuesday or something, you know?
I heard a story. This was while I was in jail a few months ago. I was listening, for listeners that don't know, our studios were raided earlier this year, and I sat in jail for 2 months.
TheCrypto6.com.
Yeah, some ridiculous federal charges. But the local talk show that I was listening to, he was talking about how he went to a fast food place and was literally in line in the drive-thru. They weren't open inside. In line in the drive-thru for 50 minutes.
Wow.
And he just needed, you know, wanted food that bad or whatever, didn't want to go anywhere else, didn't want to cook his own meal or whatever, and so sat there and waited. They were apologetic about it, and they told him, hey, man, we're sorry, but there's only two of us here.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, let this be a lesson to you listeners, and especially new listeners to this particular program, that, you know, we've been spoiled a whole bunch here in the United States with a bunch of things. You know, we take it for granted that you can just roll through a drive-through and pick up something. And, you know, you got your Uber Eats delivering to you now and all that kind of stuff, too. When that stuff shuts down, what are you going to do?
That's a great question. Even some grocery stores are having shelves that are not completely full and are totally barren at this point, but they're not. I was in Aldi the other day, Captain, which is, for listeners that don't know, kind of like a discounter grocery store. You know, they put the boxes of the things on the shelf, and you just pick things out of the boxes. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a Big Lots almost of a grocer. And they had three freezers that were completely empty. And I thought for a moment, I saw the first two, and I thought, oh, maybe they're just broken. And then I saw the third one, and that one was actually still on, but there was maybe a tenth full.
Mm-hmm.
There was almost nothing in this third freezer, and I thought, okay, maybe they're not broken.
Yeah,
maybe there's just not food.
And it's not just toilet paper.
No, yeah, this frozen food.
Right, so the toilet paper was a fear-based run.
Right.
Right, whereas this is probably an indicator that the supply chain is... about to break.
Yeah, and that's another story I definitely want to cover here tonight. But just starting with the restaurants, they say customers are still flocking to eateries in the story. I don't know if I believe it. Maybe there's some parts of the country where they are more so than not. But for the most part, they say in spite of rising prices and lingering fears of the Delta coronavirus variant, but the anxiety over mounting expenses is palpable among restaurant owners from New York City to Nashville, Tennessee. Quote, you might see a restaurant that's doing well on a Friday night, but that doesn't tell the story of how they're doing. Probably not good. Says a Washington, D.C. chef whose restaurants include Haikan and Daikaya. He says, for us personally, we haven't seen any sort of recovery. We're still underwater. The number here is 603-283-6160. Of course, some of them have been getting handouts from government.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably the only reason why a lot of them are even still, quote-unquote, in business. There's more coming up. If you're in the restaurant industry and you can comment, join us here.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here, especially if you work in the hospitality industry. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's a subject that we've kind of been following on and off over the last couple of years, is the situation with restaurants after COVID crackdowns have happened. Because, look, COVID didn't kill the restaurants.
Nope.
There's people who get COVID survive it. The super, super, super majority of them, it's really not an issue. But the government used this, the government gangs use this as an opportunity to seize a tremendous amount of power. They locked people down, and they literally destroyed this industry. They told people, you can't go to restaurants. They told people, you can't go inside the restaurants. They told people, you can't go in the restaurants unless you have a mask on. And there's just all kinds of things. Now it's vaccine passports in places like New York City and San Francisco and a few other places.
Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, didn't King County go into that recently?
It sure did, just a week ago.
So they're making life very difficult. And then on top of that, you've got them basically paying people to stay home and not work. So you got people who weren't making a ton of money at restaurants before being paid better to stay at home and get high all day or whatever it is that they're doing inside their house. And they're, you know, why would they go back to work if they're shiftless losers who just want to get stoned?
Then,
you know, usually they get stoned at work at the restaurant, and that's kind of like a restaurant thing.
I thought that was like a requirement to work at a restaurant.
Yeah, pretty much seems like it. I've never worked in a restaurant, but I've known plenty of people who do, and you know, they all told me about it.
The secret is to smoke out in the walk-in cooler.
I've actually done that with some of my restaurant friends on more than one occasion. So what's going on now? When, even after all the money has been poured in, there's these restaurant rescue plans, the federal government sending money to states, the PPP money giveaways.
Has the government really rescued anything or anybody successfully, really, ever?
Well, they kept GM online, didn't they, back in 2008?
Just the bank bailouts, right?
Yeah, they, you know, they're pouring money into the big ones.
But I mean, they first take that money from everybody else before they
And they shouldn't do that. I'd like to point out that they should not rescue any business anywhere.
Agreed.
I mean, they shouldn't even exist, number one. But if they are going to exist, they shouldn't play favorites. Yeah. If there's a big corporation that's going to go under, they should go under. And they should sell off their inventory and their machines and, you know, whatever other things they have, pennies on the dollar, to somebody else who snatches them up and can do something innovative with it and start up a new business. But no, it's too big to fail here in the United States. If you've got political connections, then they're going to use taxpayer dollars to keep your business afloat. And so some of these restaurants have received taxpayer dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I can't blame them. You can't blame these folks because the government gang stopped people from coming into their restaurant.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that, okay, well, if the government gang's not going to let people come into your restaurant, then if they offer you a check, you might as well take the damn check. So I don't blame the restaurateurs for doing that, but it ultimately isn't enough to keep the lights on. This guy in D.C., Daisuke Utagawa, who runs a couple of restaurants, he's a chef there, he says they haven't seen any sort of recovery. They're still underwater. This story from FinancialPost.com, the industry is raising an alarm. Its main lobbying group called on Congress for more aid to help meet payroll and pay down debt, citing a survey showing that a majority of restaurant operators have seen business conditions deteriorate in just the past 3 months. In the middle of summer, when all of these lockdown orders have basically gone away in most places.
Well, and think about this, too. Restaurants should be one of the most resilient industries, period.
Why?
Because of demand. Everybody loves restaurants.
Someone's always going to be hungry.
Everybody, it's a thing. It's a requirement of life. You must eat. Right?
Sure, but if times are tight, if you are working, and or you just got cut off from the unemployment gravy train, maybe you don't feel flush with cash it's not a smart move to go out every night to a restaurant at that point, right?
Absolutely, it's not. I mean, it all depends on what your budget is and what your income is and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I'm just talking about as an economic indicator overall. Mm-hmm. Restaurants should be a very resilient industry. In other words, they should be able to bounce back. They've been known as recession-proof industries for a long time, especially the ones that serve alcohol. I know New Hampshire likes to pretend they don't have bars and make all the bars serve food, so technically they're a restaurant, right, legally speaking. But there are places out there that, you know, are restaurants that don't serve booze as well. But the ones that serve booze, I mean, booze is a recession-proof industry because when things are good, people drink. When things are tough,
they
people
drink more.
So
when things are tough.
So the restaurant industry, as an economic indicator of how well is the economy doing, how well is, you know, are folks doing in general, how is trade going, all that kind of stuff, it should be a very resilient industry. And the fact that it's not should scare a lot of people.
Is an indicator for sure. And like many companies around the world, according to the Financial Post, food service firms are now being hit by supply chain bottlenecks. So they may be taking things off the menu. Sorry, we don't have chicken today, sir.
I think I saw that somewhere already. They were like, yeah, we don't have any of this today. And it was like their main thing. It was like a lobster place. Like, no lobster today. Like, what?
You want some biscuits? Underscoring the surge in expenses, a closely watched price gauge hit its highest since 1991 in August. Driven by energy and food, the Commerce Department said Friday. The story here says Jeff Katz is a partner at Crown, Shy, and Saga in New York City. He says our kitchen labor costs are up 20%. Maybe more. The question is, how much more can the customer handle? We haven't raised our prices yet, but these costs are real. Unquote. The rebound has been shaky and uneven across the country, even for national chains. Darden Restaurants, which you may know the name, they own Olive Garden and some other restaurants. They've got about 870 Olive Garden locations, said that sales bounced back slightly in September after falling off in August. Georgia and Florida have seen pressure from the Delta variant, and their California locations are getting better. Large public traded companies, including Chipotle and McDonald's, are scheduled for quarterly earnings. Who cares about that? The recovery in fast food has been stronger. And I got to say, I did see, like, the Burger King here in town has had lines in the drive-thru, like significant lines. I've also seen those at McDonald's and Wendy's. So a lot of people are doing drive-thru, and that may be because some of these places aren't even open on the inside. I don't know. I don't, you know, generally go to them. But this is tough, you know, these businesses. So it's hitting the smaller restaurant businesses, you know, the mom and pops, harder than it is anywhere else. It's hard to find help. I see it at every place I go.
Everywhere.
There's everywhere, whether it's a restaurant or anywhere else, there's a help wanted sign up.
Yep.
So it's very, very difficult. It's a constant increase, says Danny Abrams, and you still can't find people, talking about increasing wages.
Yeah.
So they're still offering more and more and more. Right now, you can go and get $15 an hour working as a grocery store clerk.
Yeah, you can get, I saw a fast food joint, $18 an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Starting,
yeah. $18 an hour, $36,000 a year.
Yeah,
for flipping burgers. Which, you know, I'm not trying to demean the job. I just don't know that it's worth $18 an hour.
It might very well be. It is obviously
perhaps
now,
it is,
Captain.
I mean, this is again a value assessment.
It's
right?
Probably worth $20. They probably can't find anybody at $18. You know,
I'm sure. Otherwise, they wouldn't be offering it.
And that just goes to show this whole, you know, fight for $15. That's out the window at this point because inflation has pushed up the minimum wage, you know, without the government doing anything about it, without any sort of law being passed to increase minimum wage. There's no one out there offering anybody $8 an hour or $7.50 or whatever, you know, the current legal minimum wage is.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's going to laugh at that.
Hey, are you old enough to remember the $500 beater car for winter?
I mean, I bought my first car for $500.
Yeah, they're now like, you know, $3,500 or something.
The guy that runs this Italian place says he can't reopen because he can't find an Italian chef. He can't find staff. This is in the Upper West Side.
That's racist.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. 603-283-61.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris's office is reportedly making amends after she failed to push back against a college student who accused Israel of ethnic genocide during a question and answer session earlier this week.
Your perspective, your experience, your truth should not be suppressed, and it must be heard. The point that you are making about policies that relate to Middle East policy, foreign policy, we still have healthy debate in our country about what is the right path, and nobody's voice should be suppressed on that.
Harris's senior staff reached out to Democratic Majority for Israel in order to shore up relations with the pro-Israel organization, according to Politico. More U.S. air carriers, American Airlines, Alaska Airlines, and JetBlue have announced they will be requiring employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. A North Carolina-based hospital system has fired 175 employees for failing to comply with its COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Healthcare worker Carlton DeHart was one of those losing their jobs. She joined Fox and Friends Weekend to discuss being fired.
I am personally not taking the vaccine because I'm undergoing fertility treatment, and I did not feel comfortable adding a not long-tested unknown into my situation. So I knew I was going to be suspended. They had not given us any more information than that. So on the 15th, I worked my last day. On the 16th, my access was removed.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called on the state's lawmakers to impose harsher penalties for illegal voting. Abbott, on September 30th, asked the Secretary of the Texas Senate to identify legislation that would raise the penalties for illegal voting. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us, especially if you are out there, you work in the hospitality industry. Maybe you did work in the hospitality industry and you refuse to go back. Let us know what's going on. Number 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
And Dayman, fighter of the Nightman, champion of the sun, master of karate, and friendship for everyone.
It's a beautiful day, man. Thanks for joining us here tonight. By the way, Friendly is watching us on DLive. He says that none of the fast food joints, in his experience, are serving grilled chicken anymore.
I saw something recently on maybe the social media about people warning against ordering grilled chicken from fast food places for health reasons, not necessarily for supply reasons.
Strange.
Yeah, something about the way they process the grilled chicken versus the fried chicken makes it actually less healthy than the fried chicken, if I remember what I read correctly.
How strange.
Yeah. But, when the lockdowns happened, we saw beef shortage. Right. Mm-hmm. They were like, you know, oh, sorry, we don't have hamburgers today.
Prices are shooting up, by the way, in some of the, you know, the meats, meat products at grocery stores. One of our chatters over at chat.freetalklive.com, Inkblot, has been regularly posting prices, ridiculous pricings on various forms of meat. And if you want to follow that, there's an interesting chat room on our chat server. It's called Riot and Corona Drama. It's not really riots going on anymore, but it was started last year when the riots were happening. So it's always all kinds of interesting posts there. You can go join our chat server. Just go to chat.freetalklive.com. I should also mention Free Talk Live is sponsored by Bitcoin.com. So if you're interested in learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com and click on Get Started at the top of the page. They can help you. And if you haven't yet learned the basics, all you got to do is watch like a 3-minute video. And that'll go over, you know, quick overview. Now, obviously, you can dig deeper if you'd like. They've got more than one video. But if you just want the basics, get that first video in, digest that, and you'll learn about what makes cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash different and special and why this is such a world-changing technology. If you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest headlines, head over to news.bitcoin.com. If we get the chance, we should talk about Mr. Gox coming up later on tonight, which is an amazing, hilarious story in the crypto world. Involving a hamster.
Although, to be fair, the hamster is kind of a slave.
I don't know. I mean, what?
It's in captivity, right? And it,
well,
you know, it's, and then like
no more than any other hamster in captivity.
Okay, but whoever owns the hamster is the equivalent of government in that they are taking away the full value of the hamster's efforts.
What if you open the door and the hamster doesn't want to leave? Is it then still a slave?
Well, I mean, you know, some slaves revere their chains.
And how do you know that we haven't explained what you mean by the hamster's efforts. We should talk about this later. Because we're in the middle of restaurants, and these poor restaurateurs that are still in business are suffering. I mean, there's people just aren't coming through the doors. Staff isn't coming through the doors. They're not interested in either working or coming back to work. Some of these places haven't even reopened. And others, according to the story at the Financial Post or financialpost.com, 51% of small restaurants in the United States in a survey said they couldn't even pay their rent in September. And that's up from 40% in July. Now, that is a severe situation, especially going into the colder months where you know government, you know they're going to crack down. You know they're going to bring back restrictions.
These people who think, you know, we're going back to normal, you're delusional.
Yeah.
Especially with the, I don't want to use the word progress, especially with the dystopian
regress
that we see in, I don't know, Australia, for example.
Yeah.
We see this time and time again. If you pay attention to global politics a little bit, you see that when something is rolled out in one country, it shows up in all the countries in some way, shape, form, or flavor. You know, when it comes to the USA, it's usually in, you know, disguise, you know, but with the, like, the China credit score thing, mm-hmm. we're talking about the social credit thing, right? Well, it's already kind of here. You know, you just know it as, what's it called, karma.com, creditkarma.com? Yeah, it's the same thing. It's, you know, it's your credit score, and then they combine it with a whole bunch of other stuff, scanning your social media. And
do you like the government or not? You'll get a score on that, too.
Right.
Heading into the winter with COVID-19 still spreading in parts of the U.S., some customers may be more wary to patronize indoor venues. But one of the biggest concerns on restaurateurs' minds today is the dearth of cooks and waiters, many of whom are unwilling to come back to the industry in spite of higher wages. Danny Abrams, owner of the Mermaid Inn restaurants in Manhattan, said, it's a constant increase, and you still can't find people. He can't reopen. He can't find staff. Sit-down eateries are particularly hard hit, with employment still 500,000 jobs below pre-pandemic levels. Fewer staff and high turnover has hurt customer service, with clients complaining about inexperienced staff and wait times.
I have to believe that the reluctance of people who maybe did work in food service, hospitality, to go back despite the higher wages and all that is because they know that the hospitality industry is where people generally take their anger out when they have, you know, like some sort of...
Oh, they're having a bad day? Yeah.
They're having a bad day. It's really easy to get upset about, oh, you made my order wrong, or, oh, you didn't bring my towel, or whatever it is, right? You know, if you're in a hotel or a restaurant or whatever. It's really... And this is where people bitch the most about customer service is always the hospitality industry. And so I just wonder, because everybody's been like, you know, since the lockdown, since the COVID, you know, all the fear porn, all the division that
people are worse than ever.
That, like, it's got to be worse than ever. I can't imagine having to listen to some of these people. You know, they've had their crappy day and they're already in this, you know, crappy mood because of all this crap that we're being subjected to. And then they let it all out on some, you know, waiter, waitress, you know, hotel
paranoid.
Person.
They're afraid of COVID, but yet they're brave enough to go out, put a mask on, and you know they're looking around at everybody and they're afraid somebody's going to cough on them or whatever, and then they freak out because somebody behind the counter doesn't have a mask on and they throw a fit.
They get all Karen and want to talk to the McManager, and I can't imagine. Like,
it's got
to
be tough, and I have heard this from some people in the restaurant.
I'm so glad I don't work in hospitality.
Many of these owners have raised menu prices because they had to.
What else?
And consumers are starting to notice. In fact, the local Jamaican place that I love to go to here in Keene, it's amazing, they have raised their prices. And she put a note up, you know, right up there on front, you know, let people know. Yeah. Look, this is what's happened. This is why it's happening. I appreciate you continuing to come in here.
I saw one on the social media. It was like the price of chicken is going up because the price of chicken has increased.
Right.
Something along those lines.
Because money printer go brrr. That's one of the reasons. Almost two-thirds of customers say they're either ordering less or visiting restaurants less often due to price increases, according to an August survey by Blue Dot, a location-based software company. So one problem causes the next problem, which feeds into the next problem. You know, prices aren't going down. You're not going to see menu prices go down.
Ever.
Many restaurateurs nationwide, sales have remained brisk, they claim, since economy reopened and Americans, many of them vaccinated and flush with savings.
I love how they say the economy reopened. Really? When was the announcement? When did they go, okay, everybody, the economy is reopened?
Well, they did do that, actually, in various different states. The governors, you know, loved patting themselves on the back for letting people go back to work. Anyway, back to the story here. Spending at quick and full service restaurants is up, they say, 7% compared with 2019, according to data from the Rewards Network. But the number of customers is down, meaning part of the gain in dollars is due to higher menu prices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a bit of an illusion there that there's more spending.
Just because you bring in more dollars doesn't necessarily mean you're making more profit.
Yeah, it doesn't mean jack diddly if costs are up. And if the dollars don't buy as much, you know, then you don't take home. Even though you're taking home more dollars, they don't get you anything. The standard of living is going down.
Yeah.
As inflation happens, as they print more money out, which they're not going to slow that down either.
No, they're not.
Your standard of living will go down. Because if you're not getting constant raises to keep up with the inflation out there, you keep getting further and further behind the ball. Everything is costing more, said Andrew Carmelini. He's from the NoHo Hospitality. He's got restaurants in several cities. Says he raised his steak prices by 15% at his restaurant in Manhattan. Everything's costing more, he says, especially in the luxury food category. The customers are paying the price, he says. But some of them are just going to stay home.
Yep.
The higher the prices go, more coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones here if you want to join us. The number 603-283-6160. We're talking about the struggles of the United States restaurateur, the people who are amazingly still in business after a brutal last 18 or so months.
Hey, if you're, thinking about expanding your cooking skills or getting some if you don't have some, now is probably a good time.
Yeah, if you can open the restaurant in your own home and not have to go and actually pay rent somewhere, maybe you can make that work. But unfortunately,
I'm just talking about, like, some people can't cook, like, at all. Yeah. Right, because they just never learned, and they eat out all the time or whatever, mm-hmm. right? So if you're one of those people, now might be a good time for you to, like,
you're saying take so you can avoid class. Going to restaurants.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
It's far more economical to eat at home. Also, side topic or side chat, mm-hmm. it's more, let me rephrase that. The number one indicator for do you get enough nutrition is do you cook your own food at home?
It's a good question.
Number one indicator. If you do cook your own food at home, then you are
doing better
than everybody else as far as getting enough nutrition.
All right, and that doesn't include just throwing something in the microwave. That includes, like, actually, like, from scratch, doing it.
It's a loose barometer, but it's still, like, you know, if you have a skill with, like, a pan and, you know, you can cook, like, one or two things, you're probably well ahead of the curve.
We're going to continue the topic. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Going to your phone calls as well. But I do want to let you know about Liberty in Our Lifetime. It is a new event that's happening in, I think it was like Switzerland, but you can't go because it's sold out. But you can't go in person. But you can go digitally. You can get digital tickets, and besides, it's hard as hell to travel internationally anyway with all the stupid mandates. So they got digital tickets. They're available now over at LifetimeLiberty.com. They're exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve a lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers will be from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more. They'll be speaking on this October 16th event. So that's coming up. We're 2 weeks away at this point. Get your digital tickets now at LifetimeLiberty.com. See what people are doing all around the planet to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at LifetimeLiberty.com. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I just wanted to say everything you said I agree with. You've got a very good way of understanding things. But you know something? The thing you've got to think about most importantly is to have the people have the energy to do these things. Whatever kind of society is, even a communist society, if people are supercharged with energy, they'll get something done. Even if they have the yoke around their neck, they'll still get something done because they've got energy. The problem is that a lot of times I know, I think we have a lot of pollutants and pesticides, and a lot of times that drains our system. Even aspartame, my mom, who's a homeopathic physician, she said to me that a lot of these things, they just load the system down. And what you've got to do is you've got to supercharge it, maybe with a little bit of vitamin B12, maybe with... In other words, the ribosomes are the energy center of the cell, and they have to be supercharged. And then it totally imbues the way you see the world and the way you think of things. And
well, look, even if you have as much energy as you possibly could have from whatever method, whether it be eating healthily or getting a lot of sleep or, you know, good sleep, there's reasons why people are healthier or more energetic than others. If you don't have the right incentives, it is not going to matter. And under a communist system, or any sort of centrally controlled and managed tyrannical system, even the most energetic people are not going to spend that energy if it does not benefit them directly, because incentives matter when it comes to human beings and their potential for output.
You're right. Conventionally, 100% right. And, of course, it would be much better if everybody got exactly what they deserve. But you know something? There's another saying, and that is you don't get what – in life, you don't get what you deserve. You get what you can negotiate, and that conforms with exactly what you're saying.
I would have used the word earn, right? You don't get what you deserve. You get what you earn, right? And, like, earning has many facets, right? There's how hard you work, how good a job you do. But there's an unwritten bit about earning, which is just providing value. Right, and a lot of our listeners may have heard of a concept called anarcho-capitalism, and that's really the basis of it. It's just, hey, do I provide value? And then you do that outside of, like, your job. So in your relationships, you invest social capital in your friends, you know, all that kind of stuff. This is all providing value. And so if you find yourself in a rut or whatever, and you want to expand, you want to increase your income or, you know, have a better life, just start providing more value, and eventually it'll come back to you. It's very karmic.
Yeah, absolutely. Put it out there. Thank you for the call tonight, Robert. Appreciate it. And back to the story about the restaurants, and there's a few of them that I want to share here tonight to kind of give an overview of how bad it is, because it's bad generally for restaurants. But you know where it's worse? New York City.
Gosh, I wonder why it would be worse in, you know, the city that never sleeps.
Because, well, first of all, New York City's a robust, prior to COVID, it was a very robust place for restaurants, right? Like, lots of restaurants exist there.
Yep.
You could walk around, you know, one block and have your choice between, five Chinese places, three pizza places. I mean, it's
amazing. A little bistro.
Yeah. Italian, whatever. It's an amazing place. That's what made New York an interesting place to go, you know, to visit, because there's a lot of places you can choose to eat. Not so much anymore. Now, New York businesses, restaurants specifically, are down 40 to 60% due to the vaccine mandate.
Wait, what's down 40 to 60%?
Restaurant business.
The business overall, 40 to 60%.
According to the story here from theepictimes.com, New York City restaurateurs are complaining their business has been slashed severely by the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, which requires people 12 and older to show vaccination proof for indoor
dining. So that's just since the mandate.
Correct, which started in September.
So that's got to be a cascading effect, because we know that restaurants were greatly affected during the lockdowns as well. And so if they never recovered from that, and now they're down an additional 40 to 60%,
yeah, this is brutal.
Oh.
And as you pointed out, that's since the vaccine mandate. That's officially began being enforced in mid-September. It hasn't barely been 2 weeks since this thing started being, like, they're going around checking now. Like, the cops are going around and enforcing this thing. Pre-pandemic, O'Donohue's pub and restaurant was a successful business that had been open for 10 years in Times Square. Fergal Burke, the owner of, great name, of O'Donohue's, noticed that his business has seen a massive drop since the vaccine mandate came into effect. Quote, "We don't have the money here to survive without the help of our landlord, who has been very supportive and has been giving us breaks on the rent." Remember the last story said, of across the United States, restaurateurs, like 51% of them, couldn't pay the rent in September. So this guy's been giving them breaks. He says, "Without our landlord, we wouldn't be in business," he said. Said further that he needed to hire another person to be at the door checking for vaccination proof, which increased his expenses.
Of course.
So they're already having a tough time hiring people. Now they have to hire another person.
When the government makes the business the enforcer of the mandates, it, of course, increases the business's cost.
And they don't get anything extra from the government for that.
Nope.
Comparing the clientele from pre-mandate to when it kicked in about 2 weeks ago, he says our business is definitely down 60%, he said with a somewhat downhearted tone. Quote, "There's just not people coming into the restaurant. They have the fear of being asked for vaccines."
I had, you know, I have several things that I think about, and I often do this. I think I've talked to you off air about this, Ian. Like, I'll have ideas, and then I'll just do nothing with them.
Business or, ideas.
Yeah, or I'll have, you know, I'll start things and then just never finish them. You know, I have lots of half-done projects and stuff like that. But one of the things I think about oftentimes is starting a restaurant of some type.
Oh, man. How many people have started a restaurant in the last year? That's insane to do that. Sorry, go ahead. I was going exactly there,
yeah. Which is like, I haven't thought about starting a restaurant since the COVID madness.
Mm-hmm. Pre-times.
Yeah, since before that. Like, you know, I tossed around different ideas of doing, like, maybe a food truck or some sort of, like, remote delivery service, you know, somehow a pizza joint, you know, something. I don't know, you know.
Well, one of our favorites.
Now,
not even an option.
No.
You'd be crazy. Crazy to start a restaurant.
I might as well just light all my money on fire.
Yeah. Well, and actually, you know, interesting point to that, just looking specifically here at Little Keene, New Hampshire. Again, New Hampshire, one of the better economies in the United States, but businesses are still closed here. Lots of restaurants have, several restaurants have closed, mm-hmm. some that have been open for decades. One of them was, there's one restaurant that was a newer restaurant, like maybe in the last 10 years they'd opened up. So not, you know, an established old place, but still they've been successful for some number of years. The owner, it was the one that was in the hotel downtown. There's a hotel called, I think, the EF Lane, or I think they might have renamed it, but there was a place called Fireworks that was in there before. Fancy kind of place, like a fancy hotel restaurant, upscale. Yeah. You know, you'd take a nice date there or something
like
that.
Always busy on prom night and that kind of
thing.
Well,
and now it's closed.
Valentine's Day, always popular.
Now it's out of business. And what happened was the owner didn't want to move back to Keene, or he was like, you know, got a place in the islands.
I remember
or
seeing that place for
and
sale.
Put it up for sale.
On Craigslist.
Mm-hmm. Put it up for sale, drop the price. No one bought it.
Yeah.
It would have been a turnkey operation. You know, everything's in there. All the tables, you know, all the equipment. Boom, you're back in business. Couldn't sell it.
And nobody wanted it.
Nope. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now businesses, restaurants specifically in New York City, are seeing huge drop-offs in business in just the last 2 weeks after the vaccine mandate. And now they're killing themselves.
Yeah.
They're killing themselves by checking these people's vaccine cards. More coming up here in moments.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.